Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris, like he said, and thanks for tuning in to our pre-Christmas show. Yes, the last Saturday here before St. Nick shows up. So, among other topics, we want to know what's going on around your house. Are you getting ready for the holidays? Do you have a new remodel? Maybe you're getting ready to start with the official start of winter coming. Then is your house too cold for you? You're thinking about some windows, doors, insulation, got some stuff like that going on. Whatever the case may be, you can give us a call today with any questions that you may have about your home. The phone lines are wide open, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So today we're going to have an information-packed day with my guest from Aqua Systems. Brett Lyne will be joining me here, and we'll be talking about how some water systems can help actually improve your dry skin condition in the coming cold winter months, how lead plumbing pipes coming into your home can affect your water and what can be done about that, and also the Mosby food drive. We could talk about that a little bit. It's going on right now, so we'll have all the information on that. But my primary goal today, my primary job, is to help you, the listener, with whatever ails you about your home or anything about your water, water softeners, filtering, anything you need to know about water with Brett today. Feel free to give us a call again, 314-241-9797. Plus, my hack today, you know, it's something that every homeowner should either, they should either know or learn. So how to unclog a toilet with a plunger. So stick around with us for all of that and your questions. So let's get this thing going with Brett Lyne from Aqua Systems with me today. How you doing today, Brett?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Rich. How's it going?
Hey, it is going great. I mean, what a beautiful sunny day we have here right before the holidays. And, you know, can't wait for Christmas, New Year's. I love this winter time of year. I love, you know, everything going on. Love the holidays. And, you know, I know, Brett, you guys had, you know, really neat kind of thing that you did for Halloween tradition with you guys. Do you guys have anything special that you guys do for Christmas or New Year's around your house?
Oh my, Christmas for us is a month long event. I'm like you. I love this time of year, and I love the holidays and Christmas, and a lot of it's just opportunities because we've got so much family, my wife's side of the family, a lot of brothers and sisters and cousins and all kinds of nieces and nephews, and so they're all flying into town, and so it's always an event that lasts pretty much the whole month. And other events going on, I'm like you, with the holiday season, we have special events at church going on with cantatas, and it's just a full activity month.
Good, man, that is awesome. Sounds like a ton of fun. Good that you can see your family and have some of them come in to join you guys and everything. So speaking of the month of December. What I'd like to do is kind of remind everybody about our food drive that Mosby has going on, and it's only for the month of December. So it's coming to a close here really soon. We've paired up with Operation Food Search, and it's basically a monetary donation. So no big gathering, no stuff the truck event or anything like that. But we also still want to try and give back, still want to try and help out. So we were going to match the donations up to $5,000 that came in through our website. So we knew it was coming in with us and everything. So we've hit that goal. We're over that goal and we're so excited about it. We're actually raising that goal to $7,000. So we'll match up to $7,000. I think we're around $5,600, something like that. So, you know, everyone out there, help me get to that $7,000. I would really, really love it. And I wanted to, you know, thank again, one of our listeners the first week called in during the radio show, the first week we announced it, and donated $1,000. That is so cool. But you don't have to give that much. And understand too that, you know, what we've learned from this is for every dollar that's donated in cash, they can actually use all that and turn it into $10 worth of food and services for people. So it's like 10 times if you gave a dollar can of green beans or something like that, they can get 10 times the worth out of that from a monetary donation. And you'll be entered to win a $100 Amazon gift card. So, and you get to help out. It's awesome. So go to our website, callmosby.com, and you'll find it right there on the main page. You could go in through there. Give anything, $5, $10. This is my call out again this week. Let's see what we can get going for that through this show for this hour. I'd love to see, you know, some donations through that and everybody helping out. Again, callmosby.com. So, Brett, I did want to touch on your special too. Are you still running your special for the listeners and everything when they call in about a water softener system?
Yeah, certainly are. We get those folks, and we always get some type of responses coming in when we're on the show. So I'm thankful for that, and I hope
that's awesome.
Give a call today and call the office. We'll continue to do our special as well. Extra right now, it's extra off. It's actually $200 off if you call in this weekend from the show. So yeah, give us a call.
That is great. And what's the website they can find you and the phone number they could get to you from?
Well, we're not open today at the office, but call the office at 314-832-5500 and just leave a message there that you listen to the show. You can also visit the website, the things we discussed today. You can look at Aqua Systems St. Louis on Facebook, or our webpage at aquasystems.com or ilovemywater.com. It takes you to the same location. But you can get information about the equipment and the things we discussed today. So easily available and very quick to get to.
Yes, yes. Love the website name. Very easy to remember. So I say for the sake of time, let's get into our first break here. And when we come back, I would love to talk about your new aluminum bottles a little bit, and the whole dry skin thing that we saw about that. I think that's something a lot of people are going to be interested in, you know, how that can help and you know, what happens with that as it's so dry during these cold months. So all of that and more when we return. We'll take our break. We'll be right back.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back and having a blast here. Brett Line from Aqua Systems with me. Got a ton of information for you. But yes, like they just said, feel free to give us a call if you're getting ready for the holidays, got anything going on around the house. Maybe like Brett, you've got people coming in and they're going to be staying with you and you got some things you need to figure out. Well, that's why we're here today. And anything about water, about your water softeners, your systems, how they could do it, what they could help with, filters. We have all that information for you too today. Just give us a call, 314-241-9797. So let's jump back into this, Brett, here. I got a couple things I saw that really kind of intrigued me a little bit, but one was the Mountain Valley Spring Water, and I saw a thing that said you guys now have aluminum bottles also. Did I read that right?
Yes, Mountain Valley. A lot of folks recognize that name. Mountain Valley is a spring water company that's been bottling their water continuously at that spring in Hot Springs, Arkansas since 1871. We are Aqua Systems is the distributor here for St. Louis, and they recently introduced a new product. It is obviously the same water, but a different container. It's a 750 milliliter aluminum can that's recyclable, reusable, durable, that you could take out. And some folks I know probably reuse it a few times, but is something that's it's really neat. The brand name is very good. They make a good, well, the product's great, but the container is really, really cool looking item. And we sell it by the case. It's available for folks. So yeah, it's a great product. It's been doing very well since we've introduced it. We've had a lot of folks ordering it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah. So for people that, you know, just don't want to deal with glass, or like in the summer, like I know one of our really good friends, we go over to their house. They got this really cool swimming pool and there is literally no bottles allowed. So you better have your aluminum cans when you go somewhere like that for sure. So that is an awesome thing to offer for sure.
Well, it's an alternative for folks who, a lot of folks anymore are very hesitant to drink water out of plastic, or number one, like you've mentioned before, as far as the recycle process and disposing in the landfills and such. But in general, the scare with the plastics and so forth, a lot of folks just won't drink water out of plastic. So Mountain Valley does provide 5-gallon glass bottles that they can purchase, or also glass bottles in case in 1 liter, half liter, and 1/3 liter. But, you know, that's not the best item to be, like you say, take the pool or out on a bike ride or doing something glass with you. So they've introduced this aluminum can, which is an alternative to that. So,
yeah, that's great. So the other thing that I read a little while back with you guys was talking about dry skin and how, you know, obviously everything is dry, you know, in the winter. I talk about all the time, you know, inside your house, keeping your relative humidity in a good spot. Everything, you know, dries out too much. Turn the humidifiers on. So your skin obviously kind of has the same effects and everything. And it was kind of talking about like a system that could kind of help with that issue. So is there something you guys have out there that kind of helps promote healthy skin?
Well, there's several variables that deal with dry skin issues. And as I go out every week and we talk to folks, and sometimes people call and they talk about, I don't know if I have hard water, or what they want to know what the number is as far as the hardness. And a lot of times I just tell folks, I mean, I can tell you a number of what the hardness is. But the question is, are you having these effects in your house? Yes or no? Because if they're having the effects, whatever the number is the problem. And one of those issues is dry skin. People deal, as it's stated in the article on the Aqua Systems St. Louis Facebook page I put on there, talking about this time of year in the winter, as you said, everything dries out. People don't realize when they're showering and bathing, when you have hard water and you get in the shower and you're trying to lather up, calcium and magnesium that is in your water will hook up with that soap, and it solidifies into like a soap scum, and it prevents the soap from lathering up. In our mind, we always want to see that lather to make sure we have soap, so we use more soap, and we keep using more soap to get that lather going. And the calcium is fighting against that. And what happens is that soap scum and that residual that the calcium and the soap hook up together, it gets into pores of your skin, and when you rinse, it stays there, and that dries your skin out. That can assist in drying the skin out and causing that. So when we talk about a water softener, we can talk about spots on your dishes and those kind of things, but people dealing with dry skin issues, this won't fix everything, but it will aid in getting rid of dry skin issues by having soft water in your home to help take care of your skin during this year. And Rich, you know, a lot of folks now here within even the past month, we've been putting in more systems, carbon filtration systems with the water softener systems in conjunction with them to eliminate chlorine, because that's another issue.
Yeah.
As water is chlorinated as it goes out to make sure there's no bacteria in the water. Our water suppliers have limitations on what they can put in, and they have to kill bacteria to make sure there's nothing in there that would cause illness or sickness. But on the other side of that is that chlorine in the water is another thing that dries the skin out. Just, you know, look at your skin in the summertime. If you go swimming a lot in the pools, and the chlorine will do the same thing when you're swimming. Well, you're bathing in that year-round, and that can also aid in dry skin issues. So those are a couple things that can help by putting a water softener in a home and a carbon filter system for the home to help make a difference with your skin.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And you know, we kind of like when I'm looking at houses and we're talking about all the different things that, you know, might need to happen, and there's all these steps, you know, so this helps that. There's usually not usually like one fix that just kind of takes care of everything, but you have all those steps to it. And so, you know, I totally get what you're saying, where if you follow all those steps and you do all the different things, this is a piece that will help that dry skin. And I've heard so many people and so many clients talk about how much less soap they use after they got their water
and
softener
systems. And you'll have to cut back, because
when
that calcium is removed out of the water and you continue to put a whole lot of soap, let's say, in your dish, in your clothes washer, and you put the same amount of soap in it as you did before, you'll be having soap suds that won't rinse out, and you'll have to get, because it's just too much. You can cut back the amount of soap that you would need, because you'll have the lather come up quicker in your sink with your dishes and the shower and your clothing, and all that will make a difference on the appearance of all those things. Because that same thing with that soap residue in your skin also gets into clothes in your clothes washer, and it makes the clothes more stiff. And it makes them just discolor over time, because it's in the material. It's not rinsing out. So those are issues that a water softener can address and make better for a homeowner.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you mentioned that, and I'd say that, because I wanted to mention that too, is,
you know,
there's always
Brett,
steps when you're building and remodeling, and sometimes the water treatment equipment and landscaping are like the two things that always fall furthest bottom on the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brett,
we got to get into our hard break here, but when we come back from this break, we'll have my hack, and I want to get into some of that lead in the pipes and stuff, and the pipes coming in the home. So we'll have all of that and more when we return.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling Weather.
The official 97.1 FM Talk Weather Center forecast for today: mainly cloudy with a high up to 50. Clouds will break tonight. We'll get down to 29. A mild day tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine with a high of 50 degrees. Another mild day on Monday. It'll be breezy with plenty of sunshine. High 54. Tuesday, mild once again. Lots of sunshine. The high up to 52. I'm meteorologist Mike Dahl for 97.1 FM Talk.
Operating Officer for Operation Warp Speed says the Moderna vaccine, approved Friday by the FDA, is already on the move.
This week, in total, between Pfizer and Moderna, we have allocated 7.9 million doses of vaccine, and we are ready for that distribution.
General Gustav Perna, the Moderna vaccine's destined for more than 3,700 locations across the country. Meanwhile, Congress may finally be ready to seal a deal on another COVID relief bill this weekend.
We are ready to deliver a desperately needed extension to the extent to the historic unemployment benefits that Democrats secured in March. Direct survival checks to millions of American families on the brink of financial collapse.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. America is listening to Fox News.
After a year like no other, she deserves something truly special. And Diamonds Direct is here to help with our best holiday offer ever. 48 months, zero interest financing on any purchase. So you can get her that diamond ring, pair of diamond earrings, or diamond eternity band, and spread your payments over 4 years without paying a dime in interest. In fact, everything's included. All bracelets, all pendants, all new designer jewelry, all colored gemstone jewelry, even our designer engagement rings. Diamonds Direct makes it easy to splurge with this first-time ever holiday offer. And as always, your safety and your convenience are top priorities. You can shop in our showroom with confidence or video chat with us online at DiamondsDirect.com and even arrange for curbside pickup. If we've learned anything this year, it's that our loved ones and our relationships are what matter most. So make her holiday the best ever with a gift that's romantic, timeless, and sentimental. And remember, with any purchase, you can take advantage of 4 years zero interest financing. Diamonds Direct.
Olive and 270 at City Place.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Up-to-the-minute traffic reports, so you don't have to keep looking at your phone. Dependable traffic on 97.1 FM Talk. Driven by Ambassador Midwest Floor Company, the best way to deal with in-home traffic. Experience more at Ambassador Midwest Floor.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. Back halfway through the show, of course, time for the hack. And I did want to invite Facebook to, as I got you all here, feel free to give to our Operation Food Search donation that we are running, collecting through the month of December here at Mosby Building Arts. So go to our website, callmosby.com, and give anything that you can. You'll find it right on the front of the page. Very easy to find. Donate something. You can register for an Amazon gift card when you donate, and we'll match all the donations up to $7,000 now. We raised that a little bit. So thanks to everybody for going there and donating. And today's hack, to me, this is something that really almost everyone should really learn and need to know, whether you own, rent, you know, how wherever you live. Understanding how to unclog a toilet properly with a plunger is something that we all need to know. And believe it or not, there are two different types of plungers out there. You know, and I see a lot of people have the regular cup plunger that's really kind of a flat surface plunger. It's meant for a bathtub or a flat bottom sink, something like that. Your plunger for your toilet is going to have a flange coming out of the bottom of it that kind of protrudes out, and you can position that to really fit and seal up inside of that toilet. So when you go to plunge with that proper plunger. You want to put that plunger in at an angle. Make sure you kind of fill the toilet bowl up with some water. If it doesn't have enough in there to cover the whole plunger, you need some pressure on top of that plunger with water. So you can use a cup. You know, don't try flushing yet, but just add water with a cup or something if you need to add. Put that plunger in at an angle so you get some of the water inside that plunger, because what you're looking for is relieving pressure and a good seal. So when you get that plunger in there properly and you push down on it, you shouldn't get a whole lot of air coming out around it if you got a good tight fit. And once you've got it down and you get it on there to work that plunger, you want to push down and then kind of just pull up and down repeatedly. You don't want to break the seal. What you're trying to do is use kind of the thrust of that to really release and release the pressure inside the pipe and kind of relieve it, move it up and down, and just kind of loosen that clog. So, you know, five or six times real good, and you'll kind of feel, and you might even kind of hear in that pipe, it starts to sound different. And then you pull that plunger up, it should pretty much just rapidly run down and flush everything through. If it doesn't and you need to try and flush the toilet, what I would definitely recommend is taking the lid off the tank so that you can kind of locate that rubber trap at the bottom of that tank, so that if you do go to flush that toilet and it's flushing but it's not working, you can reach in, you can push that plunger back down inside the tank to actually kind of emergency stop that flush so that it doesn't overflow. But if it doesn't work, just kind of repeat that again. Make sure you're trying to get a really good seal and just kind of move that pressure up and down to relieve that clog. So you can find this and all of my hacks on my Facebook or my Twitter. Go to Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris on Twitter. And we'll have a link to the website with all this information and more for your toilet and all my other hacks on there. So go find me there. For everybody else, we're going to keep going here on 97.1. If you have any questions about your home, feel free to give us a call live right now, 314-241-9797, and we can get all your questions answered. So for now, as we wait, Brett, I want to get back in and kind of talk about another one of these articles I saw about, you know, how many houses still have lead water lines, you know, coming in to service their house, you know, in St. Louis County. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a caller call in about, you know, Laclede Gas going through and changing gas lines and adding gas lines in the neighborhood and stuff. And, you know, I had it years ago in Florissant where they were changing all the gas lines to our house. Well, you know, Missouri American Water is kind of doing the same thing, but these things take years to accomplish, you know, up to 10 plus years. And there's a bunch of people in St. Louis County that still have, you know, lead pipe water lines servicing their residents. So, Brett, what I'd ask you is kind of like, what's the outcome of that? What does it matter? You know, how is that harmful? And is there something that they could do while they're waiting for that to get changed with a system that could help them out?
Well, the article you're referring to is the one that we put on, again, the Aqua System St. Louis Facebook page. Was an article, yes, from the St. Louis Dispatch. It was actually from July of 2019, the article itself. But, yeah, it was talking about in this area, out of the 450,000 customers that they have, they estimate 28,000 to 30,000 of them still have lead water or lead piping that's servicing their water lines. You know, the article talks about how they're just replacing those things as they go through and replace parts and so forth. But lead in the water has been a big issue. We've heard a lot of that. I know, I'm sure you have, is up in Detroit, up in Michigan. It was in the news dealing with lead. But lead in the water can cause
Sure.
Some issues with kids, with hyperactivity, slow growth, behavioral problems, stomach and headaches, low iron deficiencies, or can a lot of times all be attributed, maybe they think of something else, but when they actually do a blood test, they can find that there's actually some lead levels are too high, and that can be caused from the consumption from food or water or lead paint in the home or any of those type of scenarios. But obviously the things that we've been addressing has been up in the Detroit area is the whole lead pipe issues and the waters coming through. It's not good. It's not good for consumption and aqua systems. We not only have water softeners and those kind of things, but we also have a product that we have been putting a few more in as people are concerned about lead and some other things. It's called the Pioneer One filter that we offer. It's like a water softener from the standpoint of where it's installed, where the water comes into the home. It's a point of entry, what we call a POE, a point of entry piece of equipment. So it would treat all the water in the home. But it's specifically designed and it's NSF certified to address lead in water, and actually has a lighting system on the top that's measuring the volume of water going through it. And because it's certified, remove lead up to 100,000 gallons of water going through it. The lighting system on the top has a light that's green and then turns yellow when it's getting close, and then red when it reaches the 100,000 gallon mark. But the filter itself will actually address the lead issue and take that lead issue out of the water for the home. That would be for the whole home if you're not interested in showering or consuming it. A reverse osmosis system is something else if you're not so much concerned about showering. As far as in the lead scenario itself, then if you're just concerned about consumption, a reverse osmosis system at the sink is a purification system that'll have a separate faucet at your sink, and that will remove lead and many other things out of the water for your water. And a lot of times we'll hook that up if we have the availability to do that. We can hook it up to the ice machine for the refrigerator, so your ice is purified as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, that would be that's great stuff. That would be very useful. And I would encourage people to take a look if you don't know, if you're in the area, if you read the article, or if you're see if a lot of people probably don't know if they have a lead line coming in or not, or if it ever has been replaced or not. But Laclede Gas, American Missouri Water, all these MSD, they have these projects, and it's very expensive. You can't just do the whole city at one time. You can't just jump right into all this. So they're, scheduling and doing so much per year, trying to help keep, the utility services cost, not going up too terribly much. So it does, mm-hmm. It takes years, to accomplish this stuff. When I had my issue in fluorescent with my gas line, remarkably enough, they literally, it was like leaking out my front yard. And they were like, yeah, it's, we've monitored it. We see it. We know how much it's leaking. It's not it's not going to harm anything. So you're on the list with about, 25,000 other homes. We're coming through these neighborhoods. It's going to take about 2 years. And I'm like, what? Yeah, it's like, well, where am I on the list? Because I smell gas in my front yard, and. So, check into these things, look into that and find out if you have that lead line coming into your house, and then maybe see how long they think. And maybe, it'd be a healthy thing to get a filter like that, especially if you have children in the home, for sure, and or for everybody. So, but we got to get into our final break here. So, We'll have more of this, and I'd love to talk about some really cool gadgets and, you know, cool things for the home for Christmas, and, you know, things you could do for your home. So I've got some stuff we could talk about with that, and feel free to give us a call. So we're going to get into our final break, and we'll have all of that more when we return.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. Final segment. Got Brett Line from Aqua Systems live with me today, so we can get into any questions about, you know, water systems. If you have something like that and you want to get in real quick, we would get you in for sure. For now, I do want to remind everybody one last time about our food drive. So for the whole month of December, Mosby's working with Operation Food Search, just trying to help them out and drum up some donations. So, you know, when you donate, you'll be entered to win $100 Amazon gift card. So that is awesome. We had a goal of $5,000, and we were going to, you know, match up to $5,000 donated through our website. Well, we've raised that to $7,000 because we've already hit our goal, and there's a little bit of time left here in December. So everybody get there, get in there, you know, donate when you can, and think about a Christmas gift, the hard to gift, you know, person that has everything that you really never know. Well, maybe they would really like to help out, and, you know, you can do a donation in their name, and now you've helped out, and it's a gift to someone, and that's, you know, always a great thing to do. So we'll match up anything through our website up to $7,000. So get on there, get us to that $7,000 goal for me. You go to callmosby.com. You'll find it right up front. You can click on it, donate whatever you can. We love it. We appreciate it. We've all done it, and it's great to help out. So speaking of Christmas gifts too, you know, there's some smart products for the home out there that would probably really make, you know, a great gift. And what made me kind of think about this was one of my clients that I, you know, I went and saw, and they have the keypad lock on their back door. And they're like, well, I want to go ahead and get the same type, you know, on the front door while we were there doing some other, you know, jobs and repairs and stuff for them. And, you know, started thinking about, you know, some great Christmas gifts out there, you know, is some of these, you know, smart products for your home that can really help you out. And of course, you know, the number one out there is the video doorbell, of course. You know, it'll help monitor. If anybody walks up, it'll start recording. They push the doorbell, it can alert your phone. So even if you're not home, just a really great safe thing to have, you know, and it's great just to be able to monitor and see when deliveries and stuff get there. So, hey, Brett, do you have any kind of smart products like that around your house at all?
You know, we've got a home that was built in 1959, so
we've been
remodeling and updating things as we go along. I've been looking at that doorbell installation scenario because the one we have, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So I think that's our next investment as far as putting on something smart in the home.
Yeah, exactly. It'd make a great Christmas gift, you know, for somebody too, if they don't have one and you're looking for something. Something like I was talking about with my client, another thing that's really nice, you know, and we have the one at our house is, you know, the smart kind of keypad door locks that, you know, some of them are even where they can go to your phone and you can even unlock the door from your phone for somebody if you needed to when you're not around, or it's got the keypad on it. So if you lost your keys or if anything happened, you know, you can just walk up and hit those buttons. We primarily did that early on. We've had it for quite a while for my daughter, because, you know, coming home from school, you know, the whole latch key thing. Well, how many kids lose those keys? You know, and it's like, so if you have that code, then they can come up, you know, hit the code, it unlocks, they get inside, they lock it. It's just such an easy, cool way, you know, to do it. And, you know, the prices are really getting better on a lot of this stuff right now. So, you know, another thing that's really nice is the wireless cameras around the house. You can get cameras, you know, monitoring around your house, and they're motion sensors, so they're not recording like everything all day, that sort of thing. And they don't need to be hardwired. They're battery operated. You bring them in, charge them, put them right back on a magnet, and, you know, they can help monitor if anybody's creeping around or walking up and, you know, stuff like that. You can watch some of your areas around your house with that camera. That is, you know, those are really nice because it doesn't require, you know, can be like a DIY thing. It doesn't require hard wiring and, you know, all this stuff to get it in there and get it going. So those are worth checking into. You know, I really like those. And, you know, something that a lot of I see with quite a few of my clients is smart blinds, where they can open and shut, and you can do it from your phone or a switch on the wall. Everything, you know, works kind of automatically like that. It's really cool, really cool way to, you know, do all that. So even if you're not home, you can kind of open the blinds, get some refreshing and stuff in the house, shut them, and it can appear as though someone's around the house, even if you're not, you know, by having it do stuff like that when you're not there. So just another really cool kind of safety thing. So there's a lot of cool stuff like that out there, you know, to,
I know my kids have been doing the light bulbs, the smart bulbs that are hooked to the Google Nest in the house, where they'll tell Google to turn a light on in a room or turn it off or dim it, turn it down or whatever. As far as that goes, they've been finding those at a really good price here lately. You'll see some sales and such go on. Those are pretty cool gifts to get as far as getting yourself updated in your home. And go back, even we even have a water softener now that's a high efficiency system that hooks up to the Wi-Fi in your home that will send you an email when you're getting low on salt or if you're having a problem with it, and we can do diagnostics off of it and see your water usage and efficiencies as well on it. So, yeah, there's a lot of technology out there that'd be cool for holiday
awesome
ideas.
Well, hey, Brett, we gotta run. We're just about out of time, but hey, I thank you for being on again. I want to remind everybody you can check out Brett and Aqua Systems at ilovemywater.com. Check out Mosby at callmosby.com, and we'll talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. Final segment. Got Brett Line from Aqua Systems live with me today, so we can get into any questions about, you know, water systems. If you have something like that and you want to get in real quick, we would get you in for sure. For now, I do want to remind everybody one last time about our food drive. So for the whole month of December, Mosby's working with Operation Food Search, just trying to help them out and drum up some donations. So, you know, when you donate, you'll be entered to win $100 Amazon gift card. So that is awesome. We had a goal of $5,000, and we were going to, you know, match up to $5,000 donated through our website. Well, we've raised that to $7,000 because we've already hit our goal, and there's a little bit of time left here in December. So everybody get there. Get in there, you know, donate when you can, and think about a Christmas gift, the hard to gift, you know, person that has everything that you really never know. Well, maybe they would really like to help out, and, you know, you can do a donation in their name, and now you've helped out, and it's a gift to someone, and that's, you know, always a great thing to do. So we'll match up anything through our website up to $7,000. So get on there, get us to that $7,000 goal for me. You go to callmosby.com. You'll find it right up front. You can click on it, donate whatever you can. We love it. We appreciate it. We've all done it, and it's great to help out. So speaking of Christmas gifts too, you know, there's some smart products for the home out there that would probably really make, you know, a great gift. And what made me kind of think about this was one of my clients that I, you know, I went and saw, and they have the keypad lock on their back door, and they're like, well, I want to go ahead and get the same type, you know, on the front door while we were there doing some other, you know, jobs and repairs and stuff for them. And, you know, started thinking about, you know, some great Christmas gifts out there, you know, is some of these, you know, smart products for your home that can really help you out. And of course, you know, the number one out there is the video doorbell, of course. You know, it'll help monitor. If anybody walks up, it'll start recording. They push the doorbell, it can alert your phone. So even if you're not home, just a really great safe thing to have, you know, and it's great just to be able to monitor and see when deliveries and stuff get there. So, hey, Brett, do you have any kind of smart products like that around your house at all?
You know, we've got a home that was built in 1959, so
we've
been remodeling and updating things as we go along. I've been looking at that doorbell installation scenario because the one we have, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So I think that's our next investment as far as putting on something smart in the home.
Yeah, exactly. Make a great Christmas gift, you know, for somebody too, if they don't have one and you're looking for something. Something like I was talking about with my client, another thing that's really nice, you know, and we have the one at our house is, you know, the smart kind of keypad door locks that, you know, some of them are even where they can go to your phone and you can even unlock the door from your phone for somebody if you needed to when you're not around, or it's got the keypad on it. So if you lost your keys or if anything happened, you know, you can just walk up and hit those buttons. We primarily did that early on. We've had it for quite a while for my daughter, because, you know, coming home from school, you know, the whole latch key thing. Well, how many kids lose those keys? You know, and it's like, so if you have that code, then they can come up, you know, hit the code, it unlocks, they get inside, they lock it. It's just such an easy, cool way, you know, to do it. And, you know, the prices are really getting better on a lot of this stuff right now. So, you know, another thing that's really nice is the wireless cameras around the house. You can get cameras, you know, monitoring around your house, and they're motion sensors, so they're not recording like everything all day, that sort of thing. And they don't need to be hardwired. They're battery operated. You bring them in, charge them, put them right back on a magnet, and, you know, they can help monitor if anybody's creeping around or walking up and, you know, stuff like that. You can watch some of your areas around your house with that camera. That is, you know, those are really nice because it doesn't require, you know, can be like a DIY thing. It doesn't require hard wiring and, you know, all this stuff to get it in there and get it going. So those are worth checking into. You know, I really like those. And, you know, something that a lot of I see with quite a few of my clients is smart blinds, where they can open and shut, and you can do it from your phone or a switch on the wall. Everything, you know, works kind of automatically like that. It's really cool, really cool way to, you know, do all that. So even if you're not home, you can kind of open the blinds, get some refreshing and stuff in the house, shut them, and it can appear as though someone's around the house, even if you're not, you know, by having it do stuff like that when you're not there. So just another really cool kind of safety thing. So there's a lot of cool stuff like that out there, you know, to,
I know my kids have been doing the light bulbs, the smart bulbs that are hooked to the Google Nest in the house, where they'll tell Google to turn a light on in a room or turn it off or dim it, turn it down or whatever. As far as that goes, they've been finding those at a really good price here lately. You'll see some sales and such go on. Those are pretty cool gifts to get as far as getting yourself updated in your home. And go back, we even have a water softener now that's a high efficiency system that hooks up to the Wi-Fi in your home that'll send you an email when you're getting low on salt, or if you're having a problem with it, and we can do diagnostics off of it and see your water usage and efficiencies as well on it. So, yeah, there's a lot of technology out there that'd be cool for holiday
awesome
gift giving ideas.
Well, hey, Brett, we gotta run. We're just about out of time, but hey, I thank you for being on again. I want to remind everybody you can check out Brett and Aqua Systems at ilovemywater.com. Check out Mosby at callmosby.com, and we'll talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.